They're not alive, man. They're twice dead, pulled up by the roots. They have nothing. They give nothing. They have no spiritual food for the Christian. They're really dead. Now listen, to have fruit, you can find fruit only one place. You have to abide in the vine.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Friday and welcome to Love Never Fails. We continue Pastor Bill's series from the Epistle of Jude today with the conclusion to the message, Woe to Them. Now here's Pastor Bill.
So here's the thing. This prophet, he knew the right way, but he abandoned the right way. And you know why he did it? He loved money. He was a prophet for hire. Remember when the children of Israel was coming into the land of King Balak, there of Moab. And he came in, boy, and all of a sudden he was afraid. He went to his people and said, listen, here comes Israel. Look at all of them. They're going to lick us like dust off the ground. In other words, they're going to defeat us. They're going to take our land. And so what did he do? He called Balaam. He said, Balaam, I want you to come. Please come as quick as you can. I want you to look at these people and I want you to curse them. And he cursed Israel. And so listen, the thing is, he couldn't curse Israel because God had blessed Israel. Amen. And every time that he was going to curse Israel, you know what? It didn't work, did he? He turned around. Read the three chapters. Incredible. He turned around every time. And he says, I can only say what God told me to say. And boy, the King Balak, is he getting upset? He is really upset. So listen, what did he do? Well, he did also, we'll find out when we get into the book of Revelation, that he did something else. It's called the doctrine of Balaam in Revelation 2:14. And his doctrine was this, to teach others to sin. He was wicked. And what he did was he taught King Balak. He says, okay, here, if you wanted to defeat Israel, I can't curse them. Okay, I can't do it. They're blessed. God says they're blessed, and you can't. And when God blesses something, it's not going to be changed. Amen? And we're blessed. And so he said, okay, here's what you do. You go to the Midianite women and let them fall in among the Jewish men and then lead them into sexual intercourse and then into marriage with them maybe. And you know what? If you do that, they'll start worshiping your false gods. And that's exactly what happened. And so then Israel was, boy, they got in so much trouble. That's found in Numbers 31:15, if you care to read it later. So now we look at, though, the error of Balaam. And the error was his greed. He was a lover of money. It led him astray, and it helped him lead other people into sin. Now, you know, one of the chief characteristics of a false teacher is money. Did you know that? You may think they're feeding the sheep, but actually they're feeding the sheep in order to fleece the sheep. Does that make sense? And the Bible tells us, it says, Peter said about these false teachers, he said in 2 Peter 2:3, by covetousness they will exploit you. They make merchandise out of Christians. They exploit you with deceptive words. The word deceptive in the Greek there, deceptive word means plastos. It's plastic words. They can twist God's truth any way they want to, okay? Now, one more thing about Balaam, just so you'll find out. Balaam didn't make it. When God sent Moses in to take care of the Midianites, he was killed with a sword. You'll find that in Numbers 31:8. But here's what I want you to see. They're lovers of money. Most of you have no idea about this, but, you know, after about 33 years ago, when we were here or whatnot, when we just moved here from the west side of Fort Worth, I had more false teachers attack me. It was unbelievable. And we had leased this building. That's how we started out. We leased it. There was none of that build. No, there was nothing here, loved one. That was all dirt. No concrete, no asphalt. And it was all that brown caliche. Every time it rained, people would come into church and their footsteps were everywhere. Guess who vacuumed that up? But that's a long time ago. I'm old now. And so this false teacher, we were paying our monthly fee to. Well, all of a sudden he got in trouble with the police, left the country because he stole so much money, and then came back, gave it back, part of it. Not to us, of course, to somebody. I don't want to get into that on the air right now. And so to make a long story short, he said, I need the money that you're paying my lease every month. I said, I'm not giving you a penny. He said, you have to. I said, I'm not giving, you're a thief. So I opened up a bank account, an escrow account. And every month we would put that money in there. Every month I didn't give him it because he was a thief. And all of a sudden people started coming to this church. We're buying this church out from underneath you. We're going to take it away. We're going to take everything that you have. I had one pastor right there where Daniel, where you're sitting right there. We were celebrating communion on a Wednesday night. He, my office then was right there in the crummy room. And so after communion, we'd celebrated the Lord's table. He came in there and threatened me. Said, we're going to take everything you have. We're going to kick all of you people out of this church. Finally, one day, a brother told me, one of our oldest board members, matter of fact, told me, said, Bill, I know an attorney downtown Fort Worth. And said, he's a tax attorney. Go to him right now. And he's a Christian. And you know what? He's one of the, he's passed now, finest lawyers in Fort Worth. And man, did he protect us. And he went to the courts. I was there, and the false teachers were there. And guess what? He said, this man, for 2 years, he has paid the rent or the lease on this building. And it's in escrow, and every penny is there. And the judge literally, he looked at the false teachers, and he said, no, I'm sorry, he looked at me. And then he looked at them. He says, do you want to go ahead and buy that building? I said, yes, sir, I'll buy it right now. And he looked over the false teachers and said, the building belongs to Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth. Amen? But what I'm saying is, that was a long time ago. But you see, false teachers, why'd you say that? They are vicious. They don't like Christians. Do you understand? Now, but I mean, I want them saved. Okay, now, with all of that being said, it says, and they perished. Look at the next one. Woe to them, because they perished in the rebellion of Korah. Now, that's found, the rebellion of Korah is found in Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 through 35. You can read it when you get home. But the sin of Korah is this, basically. He rebelled against God's authority because he rebelled against Moses and Aaron. He didn't like them because they were in leadership, and he wanted to be in leadership, in other words. So he didn't respect them at all. And he was of, Korah was of the Korathites. Remember their job? They were the ones who would tear down the tabernacle, all the furniture of the tabernacle. They would carry the Ark of the Covenant and all of that. But he didn't like that. He wasn't content serving God where God had placed him because he was a Kohathite. Now, he wanted to belong to something else. He wasn't content. You know what he wanted? He wanted the priesthood. He wanted Aaron's place. Now, with all that being said, Korah wanted position without divine appointment. False teachers have no appointment from God. Do you understand? Their only appointment comes from the wicked one. They work for him. They don't work for Almighty God, loved one. They're godless people. God never chose them. And their judgment is so certain. Whenever you look at the words perished in the rebellion, loved one, that right there is saying they have already perished. It's good as done. Now, how did Korah perish? Remember the story where Moses said, okay, if I'm not to be in leadership and Aaron's not to be in leadership, let's let God decide, okay? And they chose a day and so forth. Let me give you the scripture, Numbers 16:28. And Moses said, you know what, Korah? By this you'll know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works. Now, if I have not done them by my own will, these men die naturally like all men. Men just die naturally. Or if they visited the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Now, listen. He says, Korah, but if the Lord creates a new thing, something really unique, something we've never seen before like this, and the earth just opens up and swallows them up and all that belongs to them, and they go down in the pit, alive into the pit. That's really unique, isn't it? Then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass as Moses finished speaking these words that the ground split open underneath them and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them all up in their households and all the men with Korah and with all their goods and so that they all went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them and they perished. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Now, quickly, before us now is some of the most graphic language that's found in the New Testament concerning false teachers, okay? And the purpose now, when we look at this, is to show us or help us to identify apostates or false teachers then and today, because they turn the grace of God into lewdness. In other words, they say, you know, you can commit any sexual sin, live any way you want, and it's okay. You know, I don't know what the next move of the wicked one's going to be, the next false doctrine that blows through town. It might be AI. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Artificial intelligence. Because I just read, and it's none of my business. I'm not speaking against any other religion. And I don't know if it's the entire Catholic Church or just a few of the Catholic churches, but they developed what's called Catholic AI. And so everything in the Catholic AI has to do with the Catholic religion. Any question that you would ask, you just ask AI, and AI will teach you. Well, I don't know why. That doesn't sit well with me. What is artificial intelligence? That, you know, artificial intelligence is not real, isn't it? I just wanted to make sure we understand that. You know, there's going to be anything blowing through town. Who knows? I remember when I was a kid, I didn't know anything about the Lord. You know, it was right before I was drafted into the Army in the 60s. And I was driving down East Lancaster in Fort Worth. I'll never forget it. I had a hot 57 Chevy. Ooh. Oh, isn't nice. And there were three girls, teenage girls, hitchhiking. And I mean, I was going, why would teenage? And so I pulled over and said, would y'all like a ride? Can I take you home? Oh, yeah, man. Well, one of them pulled right up beside me. The other two got in the back, and she put her arm around me. You know, I mean, I'm a handsome man. But anyway, she put... No... Come on, I'm teasing. I'm not going to be blasphemous, Lord. And so I'm going, well, I didn't have a girlfriend. And so I said, where can I take? She said, oh, listen, I want you to meet all of our friends and da-da-da-da-da. And so I went to this house, and they were starting to kiss on each other. Oh, anyway, y'all probably might not remember that, but they were called the Children of God. You remember the cult, the Children of God? Oh my gosh, and the founder of that, he would prostitute these teenage girls in order to gain not only just money, but membership. And that's what was going on. I ran out of that house. I did. I ran out. I thought they might want my car. Uh-uh. They ain't getting that one. No, there's no way. So what did these people do? I want you to look at verse 12. These apostates, they're so depraved, they're so doomed. Look at it. These spots, say spots. Oh, there you go. These are spots in your love feast while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. Now, a spot. In the Greek, it's spilos, okay? And a spilos is a rock, or literally it's like a reef or a hidden reef that's like below, like on the water, like in the ocean. And you know, you have reefs below that they're invisible, you can't see. And what a spot does, he wants to shipwreck your faith. He wants to shipwreck your walk with Jesus Christ. And because they're spots and they're hidden and so forth. And you know, in Jude's day, where did it happen? Look where it happened at. In their love feast. The love feast, in other words, we call it today a potluck or something, right? But then it was an intimate time, believers only. And so these spots would come in, these unbelievers, if you will, and they crept in, these hidden reefs. And you know what they would do? They would sit right next to believers as they were eating together. Probably this was before the communion service, maybe, okay? But they were eating together, and you know, they sit right beside them and said, oh, yeah, man, we love the Lord. Don't you just love Jesus? Man, we all love you too, brother, you know? And they professed that oneness, but all the time they were feasting with them, notice what it said, they did so without fear. Without fear. Why? Well, they were posing as Christians, but they were really looking for victims. And I know, you know why? Because it says serving only themselves. Do you know what in the Greek word serving here means? It means shepherd. It means pastor. In other words, it's literally shepherding. They were shepherding themselves. See, a false teacher, loved one, you think that you're being fed, but actually you are being fed upon. That's how smooth they are. Oh, you've got to be careful. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel 34:1, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds or the pastors of Israel and say to them, thus saith the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. That's what the apostates were doing, who feed themselves. And God said, should not the shepherds feed the flocks? That's a great question for you to remember today. You need to be taught the word of God. Amen? That's what pastors do. They feed the sheep. They don't fleece the sheep. Amen? Sometimes we beat you, though. No, I'm teasing. He says, feed the flock. He says, you eat the fat. He says, you apostates, you eat the best, and you clothe yourselves with wool, but you slaughter the little fatlings, in other words, the sheep, but you do not feed the flock. Oh, listen. We need the word of God every day. Amen? Now, look at the rest of it. They are clouds without water. There's no rain in them. And look, they're carried about or carried literally along by the winds. And they bring in every wind of false doctrine too, loved one. So they're appealing. But they're, like, in other words, they're clouds, they're waterless clouds. They don't have any living water to give anybody. Does that make sense? You know, and they say, oh, it's going to rain. In other words, your blessing, it's coming. Hold on, man, be at this next meeting. But they promise to be a refreshment, but they can't deliver because everything you do has no spiritual value. It says they, look at it, carried about by the winds. Does wind make a lot of noise? That's what they do. They make a lot of noise, and they're specialists. Today, they're specialists at entertaining sheep, but not feeding them. They offer you experience without content. Do you understand? Oh, that's so important. But the blessing and the refreshment that you need, it never arrives. And you know why? Because false teachers, man, they leave you spiritually dry. You may be under a false teacher for a year or two, but finally, they leave you spiritually dry and they leave you parched. You know why? Look at it. For they are late autumn trees without fruit. See, autumn would be the time you would expect fruit to be on the tree. Does that make sense? They're late autumn fruit without fruit. And watch this. Twice dead. What does that mean? They're dead, okay? They're not alive, man. They're twice dead, pulled up by the what? By the roots. They have nothing. They give nothing. They have no spiritual food for the Christian. They're really dead. Now listen, to have fruit, you can find fruit only one place. You have to abide in the vine. If you do not abide in the vine, you will never bear fruit. Amen? Now, but they didn't abide in the vine. They were fruitless and they were rootless, okay? So these Christians who sit under that kind of teaching, they're going to find out all of a sudden, they may be there a year or 2 years, 3 years, but all of a sudden they're going to say, I'm not bearing fruit and I'm getting broke. You understand? Jesus said in Matthew 7:19, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by your fruits, you will know them. Look at that. One more, two more. Raging waves, literally wild waves, okay? Fierce waves, raging waves of the sea. Look what they produce, foaming up their own shame. So waves are out of control, aren't they? Okay, so these false teachers, they appear to be in control, but they are completely out of control because they are under the control, not of God, but of the wicked one. And they foam up, it says, their own shame. Have you ever gone down to the coast after a storm or the you know, and you look at the coast and what the waves brought in? The garbage, the trash, the plastics, the dead fish. You know what I'm saying? That's what he says about them. Isaiah 57:20, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. In other words, constant restlessness. Whose waters cast up mire and dirt. That's what their lives are producing. It says, there is no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. And there's something else. They are wandering stars for whom is reserved or kept the blackness of darkness forever. Wandering stars. False teachers will never lead you to heaven, loved one. Most of them really deny Jesus Christ. How can you be a false teacher and not do that? Amen? Yeah. And so the reason that they can't get you anywhere in life is because they're wandering stars. See, they're always off course. They're never on course. The only course they're on is they're going to journey to one place and look at it there. God's going to judge them. It says the blackness of darkness forever. That's hell, loved one. Now, somebody might say, Bill, in this teaching, because we're probably two more sermons in Jude and we'll be done. We say, well, Bill, how in the world do they attract so many people if they don't have anything to offer? Well, remember that a false teacher in Peter, what does it do? They bring in destructive heresies, and the way they do it is they lay a lie right alongside the truth. But they do it slowly. The truth, boy, they push the truth, but they slowly bring in the lie until the lie replaces the truth and the lie. Now listen, the false teaching and the lies always, always appeal to your carnal nature, to the old man, to the flesh. It never appeals to the new man. Do you understand? It doesn't talk about holiness and for all of that. It talks about how you're going to get rich or this or that. Do you understand? You got to beware. You have to beware. You know, I know it's time to go. August is a special month for me. It always has been a special month. And August, of course, is here, and we're having the best summer. I haven't seen a summer like this in so long. Man, my grass is still green. I mean, it's a miracle. This is August. It's like nothing grows in August in Texas, right? But praise the Lord. You might even rain today. But August, you know, August is the eighth month, isn't it? Now, in Hebrew, eight is the number of a new beginning. It was this month, in just a few days from now, it was this month when Jesus saved me. There on that beach in Florida when that hippie walked up to me and said, hey, you look like you're looking for the truth. And I was. You know, and God gave me a new beginning. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Bill, you know, I've known the Lord a long time, but I don't know, I just maybe trouble this or that, doesn't matter. But I need a new beginning. I'd like to have a fresh start. I would like the joy of my salvation restored. I would like for God to create once again in me a clean heart. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, no one looking around. You know, maybe that's you this morning. Maybe just one person, maybe three, I don't know. But if you say, Bill, I do need that. I want the joy of my salvation restored. I want a new beginning. I want to start all over afresh. I want to leave everything behind and move forward in a newness of life once again. If that's you, just say, Bill, just lift your, yes, that's right. Just amen. Yes, don't be ashamed. Just lift it and put it right back down. Praise the Lord. Anyone else before I pray? God bless you. God bless. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Yes, I see. Yes, God sees. That's all that matters. You that are listening live, you're saying, Bill, what about me? Did you lift your hand? Do you want that? Well, then you can pray this prayer too. So those who lifted your hand, which is a sign of faith, pray with me, all the church. Pray with me now. Say, Father, August is here. Eight is the number of a new beginning. That's what I want. And nothing is too hard for you. The word impossible does not exist in your vocabulary. So whatever derailed me, whatever got me off track, I want the joy of my salvation restored. I want my heart clean again. I want to leave today with a new beginning in Christ Jesus. Fill me with that now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. God is good.
Now, Pastor Bill will be back on Monday to continue with his study from Jude, and we hope you will join us again. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the broadcast today. We do appreciate it. May the Lord bless you with a safe and restful weekend, and so long for this week. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.